Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I am Mike.
And I am Laura.
And today and tomorrow, Laura, we're going to be talking about two ways of learning, traditional schooling and homeschooling. Very interesting.
Wow.
So, of course, most of us, I would guess, in Taiwan especially, have done traditional schooling. That's just where you go to school with many other kids and
right.
you have classrooms and teachers and you all learn together. And at the end of the day, you go home. But in some places, and maybe more frequently, and especially after COVID, when it kind of became normal, we also have people and children, but usually it's their parents, who choose homeschooling, where the parents kind of become the teachers, and the kids go to the kitchen and have their classes there, maybe with their brothers and sisters, or maybe alone. And, of course, they're going to get a lot more attention from the parents. Maybe they'll learn things a little bit more easily if they have trouble. Their parents can help them. But, of course, they miss out on all those other school activities like, you know, friends and sports and clubs and whatnot. So it's an interesting, different way of getting an education.
Okay, 今天我们要探讨的话题，哎，不论是这个在家自学，就是一开始我们的主题有提到的homeschooling, 或者呢就是 traditional schooling, 当然就是传统啊去学校学习各有优缺点哦。对了要考考你们待会呢你会听到优缺点的英文你们先想想看要怎么说。
Two ways of learning, traditional schooling and homeschooling.When it comes to learning, parents often wonder what's best for their child. Two common choices are traditional schooling and homeschooling. These two ways of learning have their own benefits and drawbacks. Traditional schools plan class schedules for students. Schools also offer resources that most homes do not have, like science labs, gyms, and libraries. What's more,Students can spend time with classmates their own age at school. They learn to work together, communicate, and solve problems. This helps them build social skills for the future.
All right, so let's get into our article. It says, when it comes to learning, parents often wonder what's best for their child. Okay, yeah, definitely. When it comes to many things, right? Health and learning and growth andJust being a good person, parents often wonder what's best for their child. Most parents, I would say, want what's best for their child. So they want to make the right decisions so their children have the best childhood and can grow up to be the best people possible. But of course, there are often difficult decisions to make.
For sure. Okay. When it comes to, 当我们用到这样的片语哦，我们后面呢，通常如果要接动词的话记得要加 ing, 就是说到什么什么或是说到做什么东西的时候。举例来说 ,when it comes to studying for exams, I usually prefer to make a quiet schedule at home. Okay, 那回到课文是说说到学习啊父母常常会想知道什么方式对孩子最好。
All right, yeah, it's a great expression to use when there are several different ways of doing something, right? So when it comes to this, I, and then you kind of say your choice. So look at some of the choices that parents can choose from when it comes to studying for exams or getting an education. Two common choices are traditional schooling and homeschooling. Yeah, absolutely. Traditional schooling, as I mentioned, going to school with other kids, you know, that kind of thing. And homeschooling...staying at home and generally having your parents be the teacher. It says these two ways of learning have their own benefits and drawbacks. There are good things, those are the benefits, and bad things are not so good things, those are the drawbacks. And yeah, we could definitely say those two ways of learning have their own pros and cons, or good sides and bad sides.
For sure. Okay, 我们刚刚有提到一个字哦，大家有听到了吗 ?Drawback.OK, 这原来就是缺点的意思哦，它是个名词，所以一开始是不是有考考你们，这个优缺点的英文可以怎么说呢？那课文就提到 benefits and drawbacks, 不过其实在口语呢，就是大家比较常用的是刚刚 Mike 提到的 pros and cons。其中的 pro 当然就是优点咯 ,the good sides, right? And the cons, 当然就是缺点啦 ,the bad sides。那当然在正式的说法有时候写作的时候我们还可以用 advantages and disadvantages。其中的 advantage 就是优势啊好处，而 disadvantage 当然就是缺点啊不好的地方这样的意思哦。回到课文整句是说，两个常见的选择是传统上学和在家教育，有就是 homeschooling。 那这两种学习方式各有优缺点啊。那 tell me about traditional schools first.
Yeah, let's look at some of the benefits of traditional schools. It says traditional schools plan class schedules for students. So that is clearly something the teachers and the schools will do. The parents don't have to do that.They can always trust that and leave that work to the schools. So the schools will plan the schedules, basically organize everything that the students will do at the school. And, of course, the schools have many things that most people don't have at home. Or as it says, schools often also offer resources that most homes do not have, like science labs, gyms, and libraries. Well, I guess you could have a small library in your living room. You could, run around outside. That's your gym.And maybe your kitchen could turn into a science lab, but it's not exactly the same thing.
For sure. Okay, 其实我们都知道刚刚有提到传统学校会帮学生安排上课啊，然后上课时间啊。那当然呢，学校也提供大部分这个家庭没有的资源哦。比方像是什么呢 ?lab, 刚刚有提到了哦。这个名词就是实验室。那当然还有什么呢就是哦 ,gyms, 就是体育馆啦，还有 libraries 跟图书馆。这个 I think we should all know this, because we went to, most of us, right?
Yeah.
Went to schools,
yeah.
right?
All the things you can imagine in a normal school, of course, are still there. And those are wonderful resources. We could also say schools offer these facilities that homes do not have, like the labs, the gyms, and the libraries. What's more, or in addition, or just also, students can spend time with classmates their own age at school. Yes, not only do the schools have more resources, they have more kids. You can play with classmates, you can make friends, and of course, they're all your own age if they're in your grade or your class. So that's also another benefit of schools.
Exactly. Okay. 我们这里提到 what's more. Okay. 我们在补充说明的时候很常会用到这个片语哦。What's more 是什么呢？再者，而且怎么样怎么样。For example, she not only finished her homework early, but what's more, she helped her brother with his project. 哇，她不仅提早这个完成作业，而且呢还帮弟弟做这个，哇，做作业哦。好的，那回到课文整句又提到说为什么我们去学校比较方便比较好，因为他说而且啊，就是 what's more, 学生可以在学校和哦同年龄的同学相处。Yeah, you can make friends, right? With your classmates.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you might have a friend in your brother and sister, but that's your only friend if you learn at home.And yes, that's the whole social side of school. As it says, these are some of the good things that come from that. They, the kids, they learn to work together, communicate, and solve problems like we have to do with people in the real world all of our lives. And as it says, this helps them build social skills for the future. These are things that you learn at school. They don't have classes about social skills at most schools. You learn it by playing on the playground, by having friends,by sharing, by working in groups and all of that kind of stuff. And that can only really happen in a school unless you have lots of brothers and sisters at home.
Right, okay. 我们先来看一下刚刚句子当中有提到的 build social skills. 其中的 build 这个动词在这里指的是发展建立的意思哦。所以我们回到课文又是要再提这个去传统学校学习的一些优点还有什么呢？他说啊，学生们啊，也就是同年龄的学生，他们还可以学习合作啊，或者是沟通啊，以及解决问题哦。我觉得这个真的很重要哦，因为呢，这有助于他们培养未来需要的 social skills， 也就是社交能力咯。好的，我们来复习一下刚刚出现的单字有哪些。 像是 wonder 这个动词 I wonder why 有没有？我们常有听到这个在口语，其实就是指对什么感到疑惑或是想知道，我好想知道为什么 I wonder why。 For example, I wonder why the bakery on my street always smells so delicious in the morning。 肚子好饿哦，我好想知道为什么街上的这个面包店早上总是闻起来那么香，是不是有什么烤面包 pet bone。 再来我们还提到了 benefit 这个名词哦，就是好处啦，益处刚刚已经提到很多次哦，哦，对不对？那像是 exercising regularly has many benefits, including better sleep and less stress. 哎，我知道大家可能常听这个东西，就是啊，如果定期运动有很多好处，可是是真的，包括呢，你可以睡得更好，还有减少压力哦，所以要早点上床睡，睡得够哦。那我们刚刚还提到 resource, 这个就是资源，这是一个名词哦。像是刚刚有提到 library, 对不对？图书馆。The library is a great resource for students who need extra help with research projects. 哦，图书馆是学生在研究专题时非常好的资源哦。还有我们提到了沟通，是不是很重要？ OK, communicate, 就是这个动词咯，沟通交流。We use emails and video calls to communicate with our colleagues in different countries. 我们使用电子邮件和视讯通话跟不同的国家的同事沟通。那刚刚我们还提到了我们的文法重点 language and focus, 也就是 spend 或者是 take 来表示花费时间。Spend 跟 take 我们都可以表示花费多少时间，但是用法不同哦。Spend 注意哦，仔细听，主词通常是人，而 take 的主词则通常是事物或者是虚主词 it。 那常见的句型整理如下哦，像是我们先来看 spend 哦， somebody spend 然后后面接时间，然后要接动词 ing。举例来说 I spent the afternoon reading a comic book in the park. 我花了一整个下午在公园看漫画。另外你还可以这样用 spend 哦， somebody 然后接 spend 然后后面接一段时间然后接 with or on。 OK, 像是课文是这样用哦， What's more, students can spend time with classmates their own age at school. OK, 那我们换一个生活例句，大家可能会更清楚。Liam likes to spend time with his dog every evening. 哦， Liam 喜欢每天晚上陪他的狗狗玩耍哦。但是刚刚我是不是提到 take 也可以用来表示花时间？那 take 要怎么用呢？当然一定要看我们的杂志的详解哦。
However, classes in traditional schools often have many students. This means teachers may not have enough time to support each student based on individual needs. Because courses in schools are usually organized for large groups, everyone has to learn at the same speed. Some students may fall behind because of this. Also, students have to travel to and from school every day.This takes up a lot of their free time.
All right, back to our article. However, it says classes in traditional schools often have many students. Yes, indeed. This could definitely be a drawback or a con. One of the bad things, they have many students. You know, some schools you might be lucky to have 20 students, but many of them have 30 or 40 students.In each class, and this means teachers may not have enough time to support each student based on individual needs. It can be very hard with busy teachers and the schedules and all the learning they have to get through to really focus on a lot of the kids or all of the kids in equal time. As it says, they don't have enough time to support or basically to pay attention to each student based on individual needs. It's true. It's often the really good students who the teachers might know because they always get the answers right. And then there's the really bad students who are always getting in trouble. And a lot of the sort of normal, just average good students, they can get lost in the middle, especially when they have a lot of students to take care of, those busy, hardworking teachers.
Yeah, especially in Taiwan, a lot of students are afraid to ask questions.
That's another problem.
So teachers just assume, oh, you guys understand everything. Yeah. I'm just going to move on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. 我们先来看一下刚刚有提到的 be based on something, 就是根据什么什么。For example, the teacher's decision was based on the student's previous test results. 老师的决定是根据学生先前的考试成绩哦。所以我们回到课文是说，不过传统学校的班级通常啊人数很多，所以老师可能没有足够的时间照顾每个学生的个别需求哦。Yeah, I can totally like relate. Like a lot of like students in Taiwan, they always tell me like because I'm their private tutor. It's like, oh, my math teacher or my English teacher, they always explain everything so fast.
Okay.
I don't understand. I was like, why didn't you ask?
Yeah. It is good to ask questions.
Right.
And it will also get the teacher to know who you are a little bit more. So that can be really good for you in the long run. And of course, as you were saying, some of the students might complain that the teacher explains things too fast, but other students might understand quickly.
Exactly.
And they get bored because the teacher has to explain to the other students who are having a little difficulty. And this, of course, can change from class to class. You know, I was always quite good in English or history class, but I would have needed some extra help in math class. And the kids who are good at math might find that very boring and frustrating. As it says in the article, because courses in schools are usually organized for large groups, like 30 or 40 students, everyone has to learn at the same speed. And if those kids learn quickly, they can get bored, and the kids who learn a little more slowly or need a bit more time to understand, they might feel pressure, and they might just, you know, get frustrated and, and kind of quit or give up,
Sleeping
you know, stop
class.
Paying attention. Exactly right.
Right, okay. 所以刚刚我跟 Mike 就提到了，就是因为课程通常是为大群学生设计，那所以每个人都得以相同的速度学习，所以有些人他学习得很快，可能会觉得哦，老师教得好无聊哦。那有些很慢的话，可能就会跟不上，然后就很容易紧张。嗯，你们是不是听到了这个心声了，对不对？ Yeah, so I could totally understand because I hear a lot of students say this to me. It's like, this is too easy or this is too hard. Yeah, you have all sorts of students in one big class.
Yeah, and of course, everyone's brain works a little differently. You know, sometimes we're quick to understand things. Sometimes it takes us a bit more time. And as it says, for those students who do feel like they're being pressured, like they don't understand things, some students may fall behind because of this. If you fall behind, you're having more difficulty with something than other people are, kind of like if you're slower in a race, you will fall behind. Or if you just take a little bit longer to understand, I don't know, chemistry, like I did, you might fall behind. The other students seem to have no problem with it, and you're like, I don't understand. And that can be very frustrating.
I had trouble with chemistry as well.
Yeah, it's and like, why does that have a number?
I think physics to me was easier to get because it made more sense.
Well,
it was more logical.
It. You can see it in the real
chemistry
world.
Chemistry is like, I hate learning all those, like, you know, EMG and all these, like, you have to balance.
HE2, SA4, and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad. 我现在跟 chemistry 是没有关系的。Okay, I'm glad I'm an English teacher. Okay, fall behind. 我们先来探讨刚刚提到的这个片语就是落后哦。If you skip classes, you might fall behind in your assignments and tests. So don't skip classes. 不要翘课哦。不然你可能会在作业跟考试上落后。那刚刚回到课文提到的是说啊，因为大家都是有不同的学习速度，所以有些学生可能因此落后。
And here's another thing with traditional school. Also, students have to travel to and from school every day. This takes up a lot of their free time. Yeah, this can be very true. Some students live quite far from their school, and they might, you know, give up an hour and 2 hours every day going to school and coming home again. And of course, yeah, that takes up time for homework, for fun, for other activities. And it can just kind of make the students tired, too.
Okay. 我们来看一下动词 travel 在这里指的是行动、移动哦。 而 take up something 在这里指的是占据什么时间或空间。For example, this new video game, takes up a lot of my free time, so I need to plan better. Okay, 那课文是说此外学生每天还得要怎么样往返学校，所以这当然会占用他们很多的空闲时间咯。好的，我们来复习一下刚刚提到的单字，有 individual 这个形容词，就是个别的。 The teacher gave each student an individual task based on their strengths. 老师根据每个学生的长处啊、优点啊，然后给他们分配了个别的任务。我们还看到了 organize 这个动词，就是组织、筹划。 She helped organize a charity eventTo raise money for local animal shelters. 他帮忙筹划了一场慈善活动，为当地的动物收容所募款哦。
For you chat.
All right, let's get to our chat question. We were talking about traditional school, and of course, with traditional school comes stress, nerves, taking exams, and things like that.So here's a question kind of about that. Is school pressure a positive or negative thing for you, and why?
大家应该知道我已经毕业很久了，所以呢，我要回想， I have to think back. It's been a long time since I was a student.
Yeah, five or six years, right?
Well, I think school pressure was sometimes stressful, especially with tests.
Oh, yeah.
But in a way, it was positive pressure because I remember joining speech and debating, right? Mm-hmm. They really helped me improve my speaking skills and logical thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, so overall, it pushed me to grow and learn, which was really helpful.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that at home.
Yeah, some of those things that were terrible to do and we would, you know, lie in bed, think, oh, no, I have to make a speech tomorrow. But you learn so much by doing that.And now you're older, it's easy, and you might even learn to enjoy it. And those are the kinds of situations you might never get if you learned at home, if you had homeschooling, which is what we're going to be looking at tomorrow in day two, the pros and cons of studying at home or homeschooling.
好的，今天的节目就讲到这里哦。想观看更多精彩的内容，赶快下载空中美语 App Plus。 Bye bye.
Take care.